time is 7 after the hour. Food is in the focus, as we'll have Chef Louis DeAngelis here to help us with our weekend plans for food, et cetera, et cetera. The idea of having what you want as you go into the weekend, what would you like to be doing? What do you want to do? And how would you go about doing whatever it is? I don't care what it is. If you want it, you can have it. There's a line. Isn't that from a Beatles song?
If you want to hear it, come and get it.
Come and get it. That's it. Okay, well, so I think that's the philosophy here. If you're willing to pay the price, your circumstances will change. You want something badly enough?
Bad finger.
You get it. That's what it is, bad finger. Right. The key to success is your desire, Jennifer.
Yes.
Obstacles don't matter very much. Pain, other challenges sometimes can be there. But I have found that desire is what it takes to come to the finish line. Desire. What are you committed to do? If you love what you do, and it doesn't make a difference. We're not talking about work necessarily, just work. I know a person who's got a number of horses that she races, not races, but she gets involved in these roping events in various places around the country and up in Canada. And it was her childhood desire to have these horses, and she developed around a successful business the ability for her to have that desire. It's the fire of your life. You want to meet somebody. You have the desire to meet them. You can do it. You want to accomplish something. You have the desire to do it. You can do it. And again, it's not just about monetary gain. It's about anything. It could be you want to learn a new language, for example. You want to do that? You want to learn how to cook better. That's maybe a desire you have. You want to get it done? We'll talk about that in a minute. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, we have the final grilling weekend, according to some, of the season. And I think that's hype, Chef Louis. However,
it's the last holiday weekend where we're really going to grill. This is the final for the summer for most people up north.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Nah,
you're stuck on these silly traditions.
I put the snow boots on and go out and fire that puppy up, man.
Good for you.
You know, the funny thing is about it in Florida, I mean, we don't even realize it's winter or summer here.
Right.
You know, the grill just goes.
Yeah, right. The same thing here in L.A. Come on. Right.
So now we have the battle of the barbecue bulge.
Hmm.
There are a lot of people who are interested, as you are suggesting, in finishing the season off with a bang.
I'm going to.
Now, the concern that people have is that you may not eat correctly. You may not eat the right things. You could be cooking things that will set a bad tone. After you've worked hard to lose the weight over the summer, you start in at Labor Day by eating foods, and you continue eating these foods over the course of the fall and the winter, thus bringing you back to that same state that you abhorred and tried to run away from last spring. So what about as we look at people and whether they're cooking chicken or pork or beef, the sorts of things that can be done so that we do not fall into that trap, Louis?
Well, one of the things are the side dishes, Doug. You know, it's not just the proteins, the meat, you know, that really hurts us. It's the side dishes, mm-hmm. the potato salads, the coleslaws, the mayonnaise-based things. That's what really puts the weight on you. And once you start slobbering around on that, forget it. I mean, it's so delicious, you want to keep eating it.
Yep.
So what I'm doing this year is I've changed it around. You know, my coleslaw, for example, I'm going to have chopped slaw, chopped cabbage, some chopped, a little bit of onion. I'm going to put some minced carrot in there. But I'm going to take and do it with a vinegar base, you know, instead of the mayonnaise. You take some white vinegar, a couple cups of white vinegar. You heat it up so that you can dissolve a half a cup of sugar in it. Pour that over your chopped slaw. The heat will wilt it a tad, so it makes it a little more palatable. And then you're going to hit it with some salt, some pepper, and some celery seed.
I like that better than mayonnaise, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. And you put it in the fridge, especially with that celery seed on there. You stick it in the fridge, let it sit overnight so the flavors really mingle. And you got a sweet, sour coleslaw that's just fantastic. And it doesn't have all that mayonnaise, all the fats in it that you'd normally have. It's got a little sugar, but really not that much. And it's delicious. Plus, if it sits out on the picnic table, it's not going to go bad. You don't have to worry about it going bad because of the mayonnaise.
Wow. And this is something that you can use in a lot of different ways, on a lot of different sorts of meats more than anything else, right?
Well, yeah. And plus, you could put chopped broccoli into it. You could put broccoli, you know, the broccoli tips, the florets into this.
Mm-hmm.
That sweet sour, that white vinegar and sugar mix just works great with everything, especially when you add the right seasonings. A little thyme. I use celery seed, but thyme works real well with it. You can use oregano and basil and make it into a sweet and sour Italian flavor. And there's so many things you could do, and it really is a lot easier on your system. You're eating a good veggie side dish. And the same with potatoes. We all look at the potato salad. This year, I'm anticipating rain on Monday.
Well, you have the end of that hurricane, or not a hurricane, tropical storm. What is it, to Katie?
Yeah. Yeah, Katia, we're going to start getting a little, you know, this time
it's
of year
going up
we
into
get
the Gulf.
Hands off everything. And I mean, you just can't count on the weather. So everything I'm doing is going to be good inside or out. Mm-hmm. And if you cook it inside, the only thing you're going to be missing is the ants and the mosquitoes.
You know, there you go, Richie.
If you do it the right way, it'll taste just like barbecue.
Uh-huh. All right. So barbecuing, let's say we're interested in barbecuing. What are some of the other things that are moderately traditional? What?
Well, Louis, I'm going to do I have some friends coming over tonight. I'm going to do a couple of pork tenderloins on the grill.
Nice.
And then I'm going to cut some peppers, squash, zucchini, onions, tomatoes.
A little ratatouille.
You never invited me to come over to your house.
Yeah, come on by. We'll be here.
What about it, Jennifer? Has he ever invited you to come by his house and help?
Everybody.
I don't even know where he lives, Dougie.
I know where he lives. I could find my way there in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I did.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
But, has he ever invited you over to his house to
I just did.
Just bring it, Louis. Just now.
Yeah. Come on. So I'm going to do the tenderloin and the vegetables, and then obviously being a Colombian household, do some rice. Anything else you suggest to go along with that?
Well, you know, you already have the carb in the rice, but I like potatoes with that. I love potatoes. You know, but instead of a potato salad, and I'm going to go back to that, you want something nice, you take your potato wedges, slice them up into little 1/16 quarters, put them in a bowl with some olive oil, stir them up real good, and then you're going to add Asiago cheese, Parmesan cheese, and Romano cheese.
Oh, my God.
You're going to mix them up real good, and you're going to put them in a cookie sheet lined with parchment paper, and you're going to bake them at 375 for 45 minutes. Now, there's a little thing in an oven that we all forget about. That's the broiler. And the broil is nothing more than an upside-down barbecue.
Well, hold on just a second. Can you describe, I think I understand the difference between baking something and broiling something. It's where the heat, if you're baking it, the heat's on the top, broiling it, the heat on the bottom. Is that right?
Just the opposite.
Ah, okay.
Baking, the heat radiates from the bottom, and the newer ovens have a cover over that heating element, so the heat actually surrounds the food. It's a subtle way of cooking, whereas the broiler is your exposed element in the top of the oven, and you put your dish closer to it. And like I said, it's exactly what a grill is, but upside down.
So would you say bake it for 375 for 20 minutes, and then what? And then broil it
45 minutes, and then you're gonna put it under the broiler for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and then stir them up a little bit, and 5 minutes again.
So what does the broiler do?
It gets them
crispy. I mean, I know what it does.
Oh, it makes them really crispy. And then it caramelizes the cheese that was on there. And that gives it a flavor. And you'll think that these are deep fried. You think that you had them out on the grill. And you can do that with anything.
So what were the kind of cheeses? Asiago, what is it?
Romano and Parmesan.
I just wrote this down. I'm doing this.
Oh, it's just fantastic. And put a little paprika on there, a little smoked paprika. And salt and pepper, of course. But when it's done, now here's the trick. Once it's out of the oven, you put it in a big bowl to serve, that's when you hit it with another drizzle of olive oil and a big, I'm talking a quarter cup of minced garlic, fresh chopped garlic. Put it on there while it's still hot. The steam coming off those potatoes is going to let that garlic just ooze all over. But, you know, the last thing you want to do is, and this is a good grilling tip. Everybody you talk to, they put olive oil, they put salt, pepper, garlic, all that on a steak or on a loin before they put it on the grill. And you know what happens? You end up with all burnt bits of spices on your meat instead of having the flavor from them. And if you take a rag and hit it with a little olive oil and put it over your heat for a few minutes, look what it does. Smell it. It's horrible. You know, I don't know why we do that with our food. It's if you go to a place like Peter Luger's, okay, up in Brooklyn, or go to Burns's in Tampa, and those are probably the two finest steakhouses in America. They take the meat naked. There's no oil on it, no seasonings, and they put it in the salamander, which is an upside-down grill, at 700 degrees. They cook it real fast on both sides. When it comes out, that's when they throw a little bit of salt on it. They hit it with just a light sprinkle of salt, and they put a little quarter ladle full of clarified butter on it to replace the fats that you're missing from grilling.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. A photo in your mind after that description. Chef Louis D'Angelo is back later on in this hour to discuss Franken meals. 21 after on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Are you limited on time to research the economy, industries, and stocks? Are you tired of the Wall Street crooks putting their interests ahead of yours? Then you need TrendsEquityResearch.com. 100% independent, TrendsEquityResearch.com provides the best equity research on the web, period. From value investors to short-term traders, we have the important information you need to know. Stay ahead of the game and let us do the hard part. Visit TrendsEquityResearch.com today. TrendsEquityResearch.com. Trade smarter.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Kissing time.
Say it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Have a good time. Cause it's all
I sing this to my kids when they were babies. Little babies.
Albert Einstein said any man who can drive safely while kissing a pretty girl is simply not giving the kiss the attention it deserves. Food for thought is Albert Einstein. This is not Albert Einstein. This is Sam Gooden, who was the lead singer for a while with the Impressions. This is just over the top. He started out with a group called the Roosters. Did you know that, Richie?
I didn't know that, yeah. No.
They were around the 50s, early 60s. For Your Precious Love is my favorite song.
I thought this was Curtis Mayfield singing here.
The Impressions. No, this is poor Curtis Mayfield. Sam Gooden with us here on... Good day. 72, born this date, 1934. Former baseball commissioner Peter Ueberoth, who ought to still be the commissioner as far as I'm concerned. He did a wonderful job in the 80s. Born this date, 1937, Richie. He was in charge of the Summer Olympics, I think, as well.
Yes.
Wasn't he? He did a great job on that. Eddie Price, former player for the Giants, birthday is today. Marge Champion. Who was a choreographer. Isn't that a great name? Marge Champion.
Marge Champion.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was an animator, the model for Snow White. She was the model.
Really?
Snow White was a model after. Yep.
She must be hot.
Very hot. Well, maybe she was then. She was born on this day, 1919. Not sure she's still. All right, where's Jimmy Clanton when we need him, Richie? Ah, this is it. Makes my day, Richie. You always say, ah.
Yep.
I love that song. That's the Jimmy Clanton's. He actually wrote more songs that were hits. He did make three or four songs that became number one, but he toured with the Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars and became familiar with all of the musicians and decided he would write music for them, so made a lot of money as a songwriter in the 60s. He did have a hit, though, with this song, Venus in Blue Jeans, Just a Dream, another one he wrote and sang, and Another Sleepless Night. But, again, made his mark as a writer of some of the simple, sweet songs of the 60s. So that's his story. I'm a Venus in a blue jeans. One of the Vandellas' birthdays is today, Richie. Rosalind Ashford. Yeah. Helped to create a heat wave.
This is a summer song.
It's a great summer song.
Absolutely.
Quicksand is another one of the Vandellas' tunes. Born this date, 1943. So that makes her 68 today. See what else? Dancing in the Street and all that stuff. Okay. Joe Simon. You got some good music here today, Richie.
We sure do.
Get down on the floor. Get down. Joe Simon, 68 today. Oh, how do you not make this work for you? Marty Grab is a keyboardist with a Buckingham's, no relation to Lindsay, as we reiterated the other day. One of their big songs is kind of a drag. He's 66 today. Let's see, what else did he do? Mercy, Susan, yeah, yeah. What did you skip over?
I skipped over the NCIS. You can mention that. Just
Mark Harmon's birthday is day 60. Fritz McIntyre, keyboardist for Simply Red, 59 today. Terry Bradshaw's birthday is today. Isn't he?
Oh, really? I like
football
him.
Football player.
Serious bouts with depression, but a funny, funny guy.
Yeah. Jimmy Connors, the tennis champion's birthday is today. Here's Steve Porcaro, keyboardist with Toto, another big song, 54 today. And Paul Deakin, the drummer for the Mavericks, is 52. Got time for one more. Tuck Atkins, Bob Hunter on Desperate Housewives. Who cares? Happy birthday, everybody.
From war ashes to posters encouraging farmers to grow more sugar beets, the federal government has a lot to do with what we eat. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The National Archives has mounted an exhibit on the government's role in our food laws.
I was looking at some files from the Bureau of Chemistry from the late 1800s.
Curator Alice Kemp.
The investigator was writing about a candy, and he said, "This sample of candy requires a very careful examination. After eating of it, one child died, and two others were taken sick." It made me realize how these investigators really became crusaders for the pure food and drug law.
The exhibit also tracks tariffs. Take margarine, for example, first imported from France.
And when it reached our shores, the dairy farmers were quite upset. They flooded Congress with these postcards, and Congress created a tax on oleomargarine, making it much more expensive to produce. Of course, this created a market for bootleg margarine.
The Archives has also published a big cookbook. It includes Michelle Obama's turkey lasagna, John Kennedy's favorite dish, fish chowder, and old wartime meals with less sugar and meat. The exhibit, What's Cooking Uncle Sam, runs through January 3rd. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular original sale.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good day program, another few moments of your precious time devoted to the things that are going on in the world, the events that people are talking about. We're talking about Labor Day weekend and food. You'll be happy to know that Louis is going to see a plastic surgeon this week. Do you know that, Rich?
No.
I didn't. What do you haven't done, Louis?
I don't know, but they put a sign out front that said, men working. They closed all the exits for me. It's industrial strength, whatever it is.
All right. So you can check out Louis' picture, by the way, if you go to DougStefan.com, where all our contributors are featured. We also have some interesting things. I want to actually spend a few minutes with you after we get done with this Frankenfood here on kosher food. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, the new experiment.
Yeah.
The folks who are, we have folks, university professors who think that they want to create something new. So the mad scientist goes into the laboratory and they start. Richie, can you find the monster mash?
I think you know what? You know how perfect. Scary this is?
You were just thinking
I was
that.
Just. Moving my mouse to go get it. That is scary. Before you
pretty scary.
Even mentioned it.
Right. I was working in the lab late one night when
No. You're not going to. If you wanted his background,
I'm not going to. I just want his background. I'm not going to sing it. It's not appropriate because not Halloween yet.
Not a bowl.
So anyway,
Igor,
a group of scientists spending a couple of hundred grand to produce. Will they be successful? Apparently, they already have become successful to a certain extent. And what they're doing, Louis, is they're trying to recreate sausage meat. They're trying to recreate pork chops, sirloin steak, panda bear meat. For what in the world? Who knows why they would want to do that? But the beef in your burger in the future may not be beef from a cow or a steer at all. It could be beef from the laboratory, as these people, this Dutch group of scientists, are turning muscle cells that they've extracted from a pig's ear. How about the muscle pig's ear?
We know that they've been growing new ears, new livers, new kidneys from cells from pigs and other animals.
Right. Yeah.
So isn't this the next natural progression?
Yeah, but you know what? It's kind of like, you know, and we've heard about this for the last six, probably the last 4 years, ever since, or whenever it was that Dolly was cloned.
Clone,
right.
Mm-hmm. Clone beef.
And when you start cloning meats like that, the only problem that you're going to run into is there's hundreds of thousands of little bridges inside of DNA.
Yep.
And I don't care what you say, one or two of them is going to break. There's going to be a missed link somewhere. And that's number one. I mean, look what happened with apples. Okay? There was one apple tree in Granny Smith's yard. And from that, every other Granny Smith apple tree was cloned. They were all grafted. And that's why apple trees are the most, you know, apples are the most heavily pesticide fruit in the planet. Because there's no natural immunity to anything in these trees because they've been grafted so much. And this is what's going to happen to the meat. This is what I'm afraid of. And along with that, you don't give, you know, let's look at any kind of protein like a fish. You take snapper. It has a certain flavor in the Gulf because it lives on crustaceans. It eats a lot of mussels or it eats shrimp. And you take one that's out in deep water that eats small fish, it tastes differently. You know, you start fooling with meat that's not fed, okay, it's not grain-fed or grass-fed, what do you got? You've got a textured soy patty. That's all it is. It's just that it's called cloned meat.
Right. Yeah. If you look at this, they say it's sticky. The tissue is sticky, has the consistency of an egg that's just barely been cooked.
Louis, can I tell you what this
gross.
Is?
Gross.
Doesn't sound good.
Let me tell you what this is.
Gross as hell.
This is sissy vegetarians like Doug Steffen who really want to eat meat but can't do it because they don't want to harm the poor little animals.
I'm not eating this crud, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'll go one step further in that. You know what this is? These are professors that don't have anything better to do except keep applying for government grants.
Right, they need
and
grants.
And you and I are
right.
paying for this.
Right.
I thought for sure you'd bite on that one, Doug.
All right. Pardon the pun, but I'm not going to bite on that because I wouldn't want to eat this.
Maybe next
it
time.
Just, ugh, it's messed up.
Against my grain, but I'd rather have a tofu turkey than that.
Yeah, well, anything.
Really?
All right, so now, here's the next thing.
Tofurkey.
The people subtly behind this are the group known as the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
See? I was right.
Rich is right.
Ethical burgers. They're going to call these ethical burgers.
They also are on the board meeting at PETA going, man, this salad's good, but I'd really love a burger.
Right. Yeah.
And how can we put Morningstar out of business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who already makes an ethical
the salsa,
yeah. Yeah. All right. So you've got that. How about some of the... You were talking about fish. I was wondering about the fish. You said something that's pretty important, and I wanted to also underscore and elaborate a little bit on it. The food that we eat tastes a certain way. Like you have tilapia as an example.
Right.
It's a horrible flavor. Fish for you. It's horrible.
Well, Groupon, they have is a fishy taste to the
Grouper.
Ones that grow into... What did I say?
Group.
So little fish
I haven't eaten anybody
I like
from
some lemon butter on my Groupon.
You go to the golf, you can catch them two for one.
You pay for one and you get two. Oh, it's perfect.
Groupon.
Too funny.
Okay, anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the fish that are farmed, as an example, there are plenty of examples, but I'm just going to take... Because you said something that struck a nerve or a chord with me, Louis. The salmon, for example, that are swimming up in the rivers of Alaska, places where they are exposed to things that give them the flavor that they have. And this, by the way, is true of things you grow in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
These new, and I support, because I'd like to see the farmers working 12 months out of the year, but a hydroponic tomato... is going to taste different than the tomato that grows in the ground.
It even looks different when you slice it.
It kind of does look different. You're right. Yeah.
It's whiter in the flesh.
Yeah. Well, it has more water by its very nature. It looks like a tomato, sort of tastes like a tomato, but it isn't. I mean, it is a tomato, but it's not a tomato like you plant. You put the plant in the ground, it grows. I must have hundreds of tomatoes out in my garden right now, and they have that nice pulpy feel to them as they get ripe.
Yeah.
You don't have that feel with a hydroponic tomato, even though it is natural. They put the nutrients in the water. It's kind of like Miracle-Gro. They don't use Miracle-Gro, but something like it. They dump it in the water, and that's what gives the the taste, not only does it deal with consistency and texture and all that stuff, but the taste. So the point I'm trying to make is that it might look like a burger, but depending on the source, it really won't taste. I mean, I don't know because we haven't tasted them yet, but I'm guessing if it's like anything that's farmed versus that which is grown in its normal environment, you will find a different. Catfish that's farmed tastes different than catfish.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look at the potato from Maine.
Yeah, that's a good example. Excuse me for a second, Jen. Louis, if you compare the potato that's grown in Idaho to the potato that's grown in Arista County, Maine,
yeah,
it's like night and
absolutely
day.
Absolutely. And then throw in a potato from the coast of Jersey.
Right.
Not
bad. It's just that it's a different feel.
We've talked about this before. When the fish swim out in the ocean, they've taken the microorganisms, plankton, what is it?
It's plankton.
Yeah, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's plankton.
And this is what gives them the protein in their meat that is so good for us, whereas with their farm-raised, they're eating pelletized food, and they're not swimming and then taking in all of the organisms that they would out in the ocean.
And you know what that swimming does for them? You know, it's kind of amazing. It's the difference. It's just like domestic chickens. The more they swim, okay, the more the blood flows to their muscles.
Chickens are swimming now?
No, well, fish, but chickens the same way, because they can't fly. Right. They're not using that breast muscle, and they're not breaking capillaries. They're not breaking their blood. Their blood doesn't.
And as Jennifer can tell us, breast muscles are very important.
That's right.
You don't want them to go to waste.
All right, so here's Mary, who writes, "What is this rubbish about this food? Is it Soylent Green? I'm trying to remember that movie. What was the movie Soylent Green?
Everybody
about?
Over 72 got made into food. That was it.
No, that was Cocoon, I think.
All right, so that's not going to work for this.
All gas.
All right, let's see here. Virgil in Chicago says, "I always wanted to eat a panda, but the guys down at the so-called Panda Express are running a big..." That's very funny. Let's see here. Johnny says, "Sausages could swiftly follow this. They've had meat substituting them for decades. It's called sawdust."
Yeah. Taco Bell. Didn't we find out Taco Bell
has
sawdust?
Not really meat.
All right. Yeah. All right. "I still prefer a Big Mac," says Bob. All right. Well, anyway, it's what's on the horizon, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Oh, by the way, the poll today, Louis, and over the weekend, what do you think about meat being created in a laboratory? Science is amazing. I can't wait to try it. Richie, what's the trend, by the way? You check, or Jenny, can you check the trend on this and where it is now?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, but I can't wait. I want to see what it's like after it's tested. C, just like diet food, it'll never be as good as the real thing. Or D, sounds like a bad horror movie. I'll pass.
Yes.
So where is it now? I'm going to guess it would be... would be D.
Which one are you going to guess?
I'm guessing
what are you going to say?
Yeah.
D
is right.
52% sounds like a bad horror movie.
Yeah, it really does.
15% say just like diet food. Another 15% say interesting, but I'll wait and see. And 8% says science is amazing.
That it is.
Can't wait to try it.
All right. Hey, Louis, you're always here to make us happy and to make us we eat.
And I'll be white.
This half hour has been so funny. We eat Groupons. We
Groupons. fresh ocean Groupon.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy when you're here, Louis. That's what I was trying to say to you. all right, take good care. Louis DeAngelis, who's the official master chef on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's something important for men. You need to take care of business. You need to take care of your prostate. And I have news on a million-bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula. By now, you've heard these commercials for the various prostate formulas, and they all are good. This one is great, though, because it has 12 significant ingredients that will help you promote healthy prostate function, get a good night's sleep, and deal with your intimacy relationships, if you will. Intimate relationships, that's probably a better way of putting it, right? Do not wait. Get your checkup every year, and right now, start taking Master Prostate Formula. Now, now, now. The best part is it's free. Why wouldn't you call? I would think every day the switchboard would be lighted up from lit up, light up, light, slit.
Lit up.
Then active.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to give over to this because I still have some taping and work to do to save my mouth for the next hour or so. Anyway, you can try it free. Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Take care of your prostate. Keep yourself healthy and getting up in the middle of the night. Let's stop that. Master Prostate, incredible formula. Try it now. This amazing free bottle certainly won't last forever. When it's gone, you won't be able to get it free. You can now. Get the details by calling 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520. Tell them Doug sent you. You're looking for the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. You'll get one of them. 800-716-6520.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to change up your look. Motion celebrity stylist Ursula Steven, known for Rihanna's edgy styles, has the inside scoop on how to achieve the hottest trends for the season.
Fall is a great time to have fun. Try new looks and step out looking your best. You can shine in any situation with the right products. Whether you're going from playful braids or a sleek and sexy bob, the key is to keep your hair looking fierce and fabulous. Motion's new Hold and Shine Styling Spray is the perfect product to finish any look. With fierce control, this long-lasting, water-free formula offers brilliant shine without the stickiness of some hairsprays. It provides all-day humidity resistance and 24-hour hold to keep your style looking fabulous from day to night. Whether you're going for edgy or elegant, Motion's Hold and Shine Styling Spray will definitely take your look up a notch.
Motion's hair care essentials are available at major food and drug stores nationwide, as well as your local beauty and barber stores. For more information, visit motionshair.com. I'm Ashley Murphy in New York.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
President Obama moves the kickoff to his speech on job creation on Thursday. I'm John Iannuzzi, in for David Weiss with the news that matters. Well, the president backpedaled Thursday from going up against the NFL next week after Republicans sacked his initial plans for a congressional address. Obama will now deliver his televised job speech at 7 p.m. Thursday, a half an hour before NBC is set to launch its coverage of the NFL's opening game. The president's press secretary, Jay Carney, said that I can assure you he'll be completed before kickoff. Just further proof of the NFL's popularity in the United States, the pre-primetime speech means that Americans on the West Coast will barely finish their afternoon coffee when the president presents his plan to jumpstart the sagging economy. Obama had already caved to White House Speaker John Boehner's demands to bump the Capitol speech from Wednesday to Thursday, thus freeing up the news cycle for a long-scheduled GOP presidential debate. Both sides denied any partisan mischief, a claim few in a polarized national capital give any credence. The unprecedented GOP rebuff, a Senate official told reporters Wednesday, there's no record of a president being similarly turned down by Congress, was a poor omen for passing the package to boost the economy that Obama will lay out. President spokesman said the American people do not give a lick about what day next week the president speaks before Congress. In fact, he added, they recoil in disgust over the petty political gamesmanship that goes on in Washington. And speaking of games, the NFL kickoff does take place at 8:30 Eastern on Thursday, September the 8th from Lambeau Field. It is the champion Green Bay Packers playing host to the New Orleans Saints. Tonight wraps up the NFL's 2011 preseason with Oakland at Seattle, a 10:30 start Eastern there. Still to come, car sales rise against all odds. But now here's something else that will matter to you.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, no, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, consumers shrugged off a slowing economy, plunging stock markets, and even a hurricane to keep buying cars at a decent clip last month. Industry-wide sales were up 7.5% from a year ago in August, and the pace of August sales works out to an annual rate of $12 million, off only slightly from the July's $12.2 million pace. All in all, it wasn't a horrible month, which it sure looked like it could have been. That's according to Michelle Krebs, analyst for Edmunds.com. All those factors caused us pause when making the forecasts, but every week we saw sales holding up. Even with consumer confidence falling to a two-year low in August, most auto manufacturers posted gains of better than 10% compared to a year ago. Many sales reports came in close to analyst forecasts, and Chrysler Group, which posted a 27% rise in sales, topped forecasts. Meanwhile, GM estimated it only lost 1,000 sales to Hurricane Irene. Krebs said other automakers told her they might have lost as many as 3,000 sales due to the storm, but most of the sales are expected to be made up quickly in September.
Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart. And you'll never walk alone.
Well, few TV traditions in America are as popular as the annual MDA Labor Day telethon, but this year is still shrouded in mystery as to what happened between entertainment legend and longtime host Jerry Lewis and the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Not one mention of his name in the last MDA a press release about the telethon. That's not only downright rude and disgraceful, but also a tragedy, according to many affiliated with the organization and its cause. This year's show, broadcast live again from South Point on Sunday, has been cut to 6 hours from the longstanding 21-hour marathon in Las Vegas. MDA says the new look will be more fast-paced and hopefully double donations that hit nearly $60 million last year in a flagging economy. MDA also says the compressed show is attracting new superstar entertainers Celine Dion, Jennifer Lopez, and Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi, all scheduled to make appearances during the telethon. In Lewis's place, Nigel Lithgow, Nancy O'Dell, Jan Carl and Allison Sweeney are this year's hosts. Have a wonderful Labor Day. I'm John Iannuzzi. That's the news that matters.
NAPA know-how isn't just about keeping your car moving. It's also about being able to stop. So this September, stop into any participating NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center for our Great Breaks on Great Breaks event. And receive up to a $50 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying NAPA brake products. So don't go breaking my heart. Go get great brakes. I don't know any other way to break this to you. Save on brakes. Offer expires 9/30/11. See your local NAPA Auto Parts store for details.